It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The recipe for a traditional Thanksgiving dinner includes a pinch of frenzy, a dash of angst, and a sprinkle of panic.
It's a race to get everything baked, broiled, simmered, and sautéed before friends and family arrive. If you start to feel overwhelmed, it's okay. Even professional chefs sometimes get swept up in the bedlam.
My house is total chaos. We have four kids. They're running around, neighbors coming over. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving if it wasn't chaotic.
That's Christopher Kimball, host of the public television show America's Test Kitchen. He's also the founder of Cook's Illustrated magazine, and his culinary tips and tricks have become a Morning Edition Thanksgiving tradition, coming to you this year one day early, because
we have a bunch of ideas for doing as much of the work for Thanksgiving ahead of time as possible. Recipes that can be made ahead of time, things that can be reheated, things that are actually can be done very quickly on Thanksgiving morning. So we're trying to take some of that last-minute confusion, hopefully, out of Thanksgiving.
Chris Kimball usually works in a spacious kitchen, actually a TV studio in Boston. This year, he came to the nation's capital for a make-ahead Thanksgiving in a kitchen that's probably a lot more like yours. This is the Washington, D.C. home of Morning Edition senior producer Madalie Kasika. She has a charming but snug galley kitchen. It's about as narrow as a spatula, and you have to be a bit of a contortionist to avoid bumping into things.
Watch your foot. My right foot is.
Oops, so which way should we go? Should we go this way? When there's not a lot of elbow room or counter space, Chris Kimball says planning is critical.
For example, make mashed potatoes ahead of time, like 2 or 3 days ahead of time.
Which, by the way, Chris, sounds like a horrible idea.
Well, we're starting from horrible. We'll see if we can get to good here. Well, yeah, the key is, first of all, you start with 5 pounds of potatoes.
Russets are best.
Not Yukon Golds. They're too bland.
Not reds. They're too waxy.
White potatoes have no taste at all.
Russets are best. Chris Kimball says they're flavorful and fluffy.
We actually start them, believe, in the microwave for about 15 minutes on high, throw them in a hot oven for about half an hour, take them out, and then we put them into a mixing bowl, and then we add couple cups of cream, a stick of melted butter, and then half a cup additional cream. So it's very loose. Then you put it in the refrigerator. When you come out and reheat it a day or two later, it doesn't get that graininess that you often get with reheated mashed potatoes because it has plenty of liquid in it.
What if you just do my family tradition and make them in the box? Is that okay? Take them from the...
No, actually it's not.
Oh, okay, just checking.
That's not okay. Okay.
With the exception of powdered potatoes, you'll find today's recipes and a few others at NPR.org.
What do you got against powdered potatoes?
What's not to have against powdered potatoes?
Okay, let's go on. Here's a way to make a preemptive strike on mashed sweet potatoes. A day or so ahead of time, take 2 pounds of sweet potatoes, cut them into 1-inch cubes, and put them in a plastic bag. And then on Thanksgiving Day, follow this stress-free recipe.
It's as easy as the box mashed potatoes. You don't like this. What we do is put them in a large saucepan. Take 4 tablespoons of butter, a couple tablespoons of heavy cream, salt, and we're going to throw in a little bit of sugar. And we're just going to cook this on low, and after 40 minutes, you're done. That's a radio recipe. You can actually follow that.
So I was,
you don't even need to go to a website.
You could go to the website, but actually you could probably remember everything you just said.
And they're fabulous. They're really easy, and you mash them right in the saucepan, and you get this great flavor.
Making the turkey ahead of time is not a great idea, but there's a way to cook your bird really fast so you can free up your oven for other things.
A 14-pound bird usually takes about 3 hours to roast, but you can cook it in half the time by butterflying it. In other words, splitting the turkey in half lengthwise.
Normally when you roast a bird, since these were designed by a committee, the thigh meat especially is hidden.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get enough heat, so it cooks too slowly. And our objective with butterflying is to get it flat.
Vegetarians beware at this point. Preparations begin by surgically removing the turkey's backbone.
But the sound's really appealing, doesn't it? There we go. Now is the fun part.
Take the two halves of the turkey and place them breast side up on the countertop, and then grab a large rubber mallet. That's right, a mallet, the kind you use for knocking dents out of your fender, and get ready for a little exercise.
Here's the breastbone. So you're going to whack it down to get it nice and even.
All right, here we
and,
go.
And don't be, you know, go ahead, let it
just,
have it.
Just beat the like, up
yeah,
here
yeah,
like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
What are you laughing at?
No, you're doing a great job.
I'm not sure I want to eat this afterward.
Okay, you
did. Is this good enough?
Yeah, I think you're good.
I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying this. I want to do this some more.
Now,
give me something else.
That happens to everybody. They start it and they go, this is great.
Once they've restrained you from beating the turkey anymore, wipe the sweat off your brow and preheat the oven to 450. About 90 minutes later, you have a perfectly roasted turkey, and nobody has to know about the dark side of dinner.
Having taken the stress out of the turkey and yourself and everyone around you, it's time for a worry-free dessert, a no-bake pumpkin pie. It sets up inside your refrigerator, and you can make it a day or so ahead of time. It uses a traditional pumpkin pie filling, but it has a secret ingredient.
We're using gelatin. What we do is cook a pumpkin pie filling with the cream and the sugar and the pumpkin and the spices. But what we're doing differently is adding some dissolved gelatin. And we're going to put that into the pre-baked shell, put that in the refrigerator, and that gelatin, you know, like Jell-O, it's going to set that filling. We wanted something that approximated the texture of a real pumpkin pie, and the gelatin gets you pretty close to that, and it's a much easier recipe.
So, what do you think, Steve?
Looks tasty.
Absolutely.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Mmm. Yeah.
Pretty
was
good.
That?
This is wonderful.
Excellent. What time of morning is it? We're eating pie?
Yeah, it's an argument for having pie before turkey.
Pie for breakfast is an old Yankee tradition. Nothing wrong with it.
While the pumpkin pie was undergoing intense scrutiny by our investigative reporting team, 40 minutes had passed, so Chris Kimball's sweet potatoes were supposed to be ready for mashing. But when he took the lid off the pot, he got a soggy surprise. Wait a minute, has something gone wrong here? Because the potatoes are quite wet looking.
Do you have to go? She said you had to leave.
This is an investigative cooking segment.
Actually, most of what we do in the kitchen is make bad food. We make bad food about 80% of the time. It's the last 20% where it gets good. So we're just going to simmer off some of that liquid. And about 5 minutes, all that liquid will go away. We'll mash it in the pot.
Even after all the years of cooking, you get surprised. You opened that pot lid and were a little bit surprised.
You don't even know the beginning. You know, cooking isn't about perfection. It's about figuring out all the things that can go wrong and heading people off the at the pass before it does go wrong. So, yeah, you have to adjust a little bit.
Chris, thank you for...
Hey, thanks very much.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks for the tips.
Well, it was a challenge, but it all worked out.
Well, we'll see.
Mostly.
We'll see.
Yeah, Steve's going to wait and see.
Call me back on Thanksgiving,
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I hope you make everything ahead.
Chris Kimball is always prepped and preheated as host of PBS's America's Test Kitchen. You can check out his recipes and his tips at npr.org.
And have a timely Thanksgiving.